I'm Arnold Dean. We are here on a commercial-free session right up till 10 o'clock this morning. A salute to the late Bob Steele, and we hope you'll stay tuned on WTIC Hartford.
Is Connecticut's source for local news. With news at the top and bottom of every hour, you get the news you need when you need it. The local stories that affect you, only on WTIC Hartford.
WTIC News Talk 1080.
It is 8 o'clock on this Saturday morning and time for WTIC 1080 News. Here again is Chris Francis.
Arnold, Bob Steele will be remembered for, among many things, being a stickler for grammar and pronunciation.
Our words this week. Do you say repercussion or repercussion? Say repercussion. You'll be right. Nuptial. N-U-P-T-I-A-L. The nuptial ceremony, the wedding ceremony. Don't say nuptial now. Nuptial is correct.
And he was so passionate about proper use of the language, he helped establish the Bob Steele Literacy Volunteers Reading Center in Hartford, his son Phil.
Dad was always interested in language. In proper pronunciation and word usage, and in good speaking. And so he sort of was naturally attracted to the cause, to the mission, to the goals of Literacy Volunteers.
Making a rare appearance with WTIC's Bruce Stevens and Colin McEnroe yesterday, Governor Rowland said there'll never be anyone like Bob Steele again.
I can't imagine anybody being able to cross over three, perhaps four generations of followers, people, friends, and listeners.
Bob Steele died in his sleep yesterday at age 91, a month after what turned out to be his last show here on WTIC.